Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Come on. Here we go, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. It's Friday, baby. See, I can't hold that note too long, right? Hey, I love this song. Come on, y'all, get them juices flowing. I see you bobbing your head. There you go, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Come on, y'all, come on. It's Friday. Bounce, 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 come on. Hey, thanks again, guys, for tuning in to the show. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, guys, if you'd like to call into the show, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in, listen live to the show, and if you'd like to be on the air and give your comments or opinions, then press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show, and I'll give you airtime, right? I'll give you airtime so you can give your comment or opinion. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, I have some great news. We have picked up a new sponsor. All right. Let's give a big clap. Yay. Hey, so, you know, the show's growing. The show is growing so fast that I don't know what to say. But because the show is growing fast, it's because of you. That's why this show is growing so fast. Okay? And when they give me my numbers from the show every day. And, you know, after a few hours after the show, I can go in and look at my numbers as far as listeners. And you guys are just grabbing the ball and running with it. And I like that. I appreciate that. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. So I guess you guys may have been spreading the word about the show. I appreciate that. I'm trying to spread the word as much as I can about the show. And because of that, again, the show is growing. So thank you guys again for that. All right. Now, today's weather. Right now, we're looking at 63 degrees in the ATL, and we're looking at a high today of 77. Wow. We're getting into these spring temperatures, right? Getting into these spring temperatures. So, looking at a high today of 77, low tonight of 59. Okay. And then on Saturday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Low 33. Sunday, sunny 61. Monday, we're looking at rain 63. Tuesday, thunderstorms 72. Wednesday, thunderstorms and 72 degrees. So we look like we're going to have a pretty nice and mild weekend. So you guys get out there and fire up your barbecue grills this weekend. It don't matter if it's Saturday or Sunday. Fire up those barbecue grills and cook a little bit. Hang out. Enjoy the weather before it really gets hot and the stupid bugs come out and drive you crazy. Okay? So do that, guys. Do that for me. All right? Now, today's, let's see. Hold on. Today's word of the day is kudos. Kudos. K-U-D-O-S. Kudos. Kudos is a noun, and it means fame and renown resulting from an act or achievement. Or you can call that prestige. Praise given for achievement. You hear people say all the time, hey, give kudos to that guy. He's been doing well. So, praise given for achievement. That is kudos. Now, guys, remember, on Wednesday, next Wednesday at 10:10 a.m., there will be a call-in contest next Wednesday at 10:10 a.m. So, if you guys listen to the show, you know exactly what it's about. Know exactly what you need to do. So there it is. That's all I'm going to say right now until next Wednesday. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. Now, within the show today, I want to, you know, today is Free Fall Friday. You guys can call in. And, of course, you can talk about whatever you'd like. It's Free Fall Friday. This is your show today. That means you guys can call in, and you can even call in and just say hello, okay? Say hello to me. or call in and talk about bubblegum, politics, sports, relationships, cooking. I don't care what it is. Today is your show. But if you don't want to do that, I'll do my show. All right? And here we go. I want to talk about why we shouldn't worry about body fat. I found an article that's just mind-blowing, and I wanted to read it because I know there's a lot of females out there who listen to the show, and I know how females are so wrapped up or so conscious about their weight and so-called being fat, okay? And we spend billions of dollars every year on dieting and these diet foods or some type of diet. And when really, from this article that I read, we shouldn't be doing that. Okay, I mean, they say we spend $1 billion a year, and it starts in January. So all these food companies and these diets and these exercise programs, all this stuff pops up really heavy after the holidays, and that's when they make all of their money. It's almost like Valentine's Day, and Valentine's Day, that's when the flower companies and these people that sell flowers and roses, that's their biggest day of the year. Okay, that's their biggest day of the year. And even like limousines, I used to run a limousine company. I used to have a limousine company with a couple of limousines. And at prom time here in Atlanta, there aren't enough limousines to handle as many proms as there are. As there are in Atlanta, and you're allowed by the commission to raise your rates at that time. Okay, so we raise our rates a little bit, and keep those cars going, and you know, made money. We made lots of money at prom time when I was running my limousines. And that's the power of these days, you know. So why shouldn't we worry about body fat? Okay, why shouldn't we worry about body fat? And I'm gonna read some parts of this article that that'll blow your mind. And if you'd like to go and read it and read the entire article, you can. It's in the Wall Street Journal. And the title of this article is Stop Freaking Out About Body Fat. Okay, stop freaking out about body fat. And I'm going to turn the music off right here and so that you guys can hear me loud and clear. But stop freaking out about body fat. And I'm going to read parts of this article again, and you guys can grab a hold and think about, you know, not spending so much money on these diets and exercise programs and different things like that when you have to maintain a healthy level of fat. Okay, so the article says fat is a vital organ that our bodies work hard to protect. So instead of battling fat, we should focus on maintaining a healthy level of it. Okay, say the holidays are long over, but many Americans still have something to remember them by: extra pounds of fat. Our collective effort to fight the bulge makes the first few months of the new year the peak sales period for the United States dieting industry. Americans spend a fortune each year trying to get rid of fat, but the flab often creeps back despite our best efforts. It seems as if our fat has a mind of its own, which, it turns out, isn't as far-fetched as it sounds. I mean, we usually think of fat as unhealthy excess storage to be gotten rid of at all costs. But researchers have reached a different conclusion. Fat is actually a vital organ that releases essential hormones. And listen to this, guys, because this part right here is really important. Again, it says fat is actually a vital organ that releases essential hormones and sends crucial messages to our brains. I mean, that's just amazing. The body is amazing in itself, but it says fat is actually a vital organ that releases essential hormones and sends crucial messages to our brains. And because fat is so important, our bodies work hard to protect it. Instead of simply battling fat, we need to focus on how to maintain a healthy level of it. This is from a guy who's a molecular biologist at Rockefeller University. He was one of the first to discover there was more to fat than just storing calories. He said in the 1980s, he was researching mice that ate uncontrollably. After 9 years, he discovered that fat produces a hormone that he named leptin, which is released into the bloodstream and binds with areas of the brain. That's amazing. Okay. It says when we lose fat, we also have decreased levels of leptin. Okay. As a result, we are hungrier than before weight loss. That's why you see so many people goes to the fact that you see people that they may lose, and I always use Oprah Winfrey because she lost a lot of weight. Okay, you remember she came on her show one time and she had on these. Wounds to heal faster and strengthens our immune system by activating T cells. And leptin isn't the only crucial hormone produced by our fat. It also manufactures adiponectin, a hormone that keeps our blood clear of harmful toxins and fats. Wow. The benevolent type of fat that is the primary producer of leptin and adiponectin is subcutaneous. I mean, these big words, found directly under our skin in places such as our abdomens, thighs, buttocks, and arms. This should be distinguished from visceral fat, which is stored under the stomach wall, nestled against our internal organs. The latter is the bad fat, that fat in our stomachs that's against our internal organs. That's bad fat that we hear so much about. It can become inflamed and lead to diabetes and heart disease. It says, but good fat can fight bad fat by making adiponectin, subcutaneous fat, guides circulating fats in our blood out of our veins and into the subcutaneous fat tissues where they belong. The hormone also reduces visceral fat. Luckily, exercise promotes the release of adiponectin. This is why sumo wrestlers, you know, them big fat guys that just, oh, damn, the big fat Chinese looking guys. Asian, I'm going to say Asian. I'm not going to say Chinese. I'm going to say Asian guys. This is why sumo wrestlers are both fat and fit, at least until they retire. They exercise around 7 hours a day, which helps keep their visceral fat under control, even as they pile on the subcutaneous fat that they need to compete. Wow. Is them big fat guys are in shape, huh? That's amazing. The new science of fat suggests some health pointers. First, we should appreciate our fat. Our culture is obsessed with shedding flab, as any sports or fashion magazine cover would tell you. But normal amounts help to keep us healthy. Second, if you're going to worry, focus on visceral fat, which is associated with disease. For those of us who aren't sumo wrestlers, jogging 20 miles a week or doing intensive internal training 3 times a week has been linked with a reduction in visceral fat. Intermittent fasting, prolonging the overnight gap between meals to 14 hours or more, also can help. Let me get back to that. Intermittent fasting, which is prolonging the overnight gap between meals to 14 hours or more, also can help. So, overnight, you need to open that gap to 14 hours or more. I guess that means if you go to bed at midnight, that means that you shouldn't eat until 2 o'clock the next day. That was this saying. I don't know. Maybe so. Finally, you are above the average fat mass range of 25% to 30% for women and 18% to 24% for men. And you want to maintain your weight loss. It may take more effort than you expect. Fat can alter our appetite and metabolism to drive us to regain weight, an effect that can last years. So real weight loss requires a long-term effort. By better understanding how fat works, what makes it accumulate, which is just sloth and gluttony, that will go the year more to on the treadmill. And when you think about it, that's just like walking through your subdivision. Because you can put a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles on there and start walking. And then when once you get to that 2 or 3 miles, the machine automatically shuts off. And you're done for the day. And you can, you know, we can do that 3 times a week. Okay? My issue myself is my waistline, my stomach. That's what I don't like about my body is my stomach. Okay. And that's where a lot of people, you know, like they say, that's not good fat right there at your stomach. So, you know, we need to do something about our stomachs and how to cut down the fat that's right underneath the skin. I wish I could peel my skin up, pull that fat out and lay it back down and you know, tighten up, right? And that's what I'd like to do. I like to tighten up my body. And, you know, no one can do it but you, all right? No one else can do it but you. So, ladies and gentlemen, get off that fat thing as far as get off your horse as far as you seeing it. Man, I'm so fat, I got to get rid of this fat. How did I do it? And you're driving yourself crazy. Don't do it. Just exercise 2 or 3 times a week or more if you like, but 2 or 3 times a week is the minimum, okay? And they say that these sumo wrestlers, they exercise 7 hours a day. So they're in shape, right? They just look fat as all get out. But they're actually in pretty good health. So, I don't want to be one there bumping into people for 7 hours a day, but that's the way they do it. They keep it off like that. See, I used to didn't worry about body fat because we used to go play basketball 2 times a week. And although it wasn't 3 times a week, it was twice a week. But, man, I'm going to tell you, running up and down that court, for an hour and a half or 2 hours for those 2 days was plenty. I mean, plenty. So you're sweating and your pores are opening up. You're getting rid of a lot of these toxins that are in your body. And the article said it best. That's why that leptin, it pushes out the toxins in your body, pushes out the toxins in your bloodstream. So, for me, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to start getting on my treadmill and putting in, you know, 2 miles. Well, I'm going to put in 1 mile and I'll start off with 1 mile and then I'll move up to 2 miles and I'll move up to 3 miles and so forth. Okay. And I think I'll keep it at 3 miles. And get to that point and start doing it a couple of 3 times a week. I think if I do that, I'll shed a lot of body fat. And because I got treadmills and weights and all this stuff at my house that I don't use and I should use, but I know I'm just like everyone else. We have to keep food on the table. We have to keep the bills paid. We have to keep our kids fed. So, and we have to go to work. And work really gets in the way of a lot of stuff, right? It gets in the way of a lot of stuff. That's why so many people play the lottery. So they can, you know, get some money and don't have to work. Because that's the only reason we go to work. Is for money. All right. Now, some people love their jobs, but and I love my job, but I just I don't love it that much as far as if I did have money, because retirement has nothing to do with age, but everything to do with money. Hey, guys, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to the show. And again, get out there, fire up those barbecue grills this weekend, and do your thing. It's going to be nice. All right. So have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you guys on Monday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, you guys, take care of yourselves. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see ya.
Take them back.
Come on. Yeah.
91 up steps in the game. After what the 411 things ain't been the same. And I can't complain. But with all the same comes the whole.
And I'm gonna shine.